Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios. If you're a licensed plumber looking to make a change, Gene Wagner Plumbing wants to talk to you. Go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. We'll get more back into the NBA trade deadline. So Michael Silver talking about the Packers again today on NFL Network. We'll let you hear what he said. But right now, time to switch gears. Talk some Brewers baseball with our guy Vinny Rattino on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Follow Vinny Rattino on Twitter at Vinny Rattino, new pre- and post-game host on Fox Sports Wisconsin for Brewers baseball. Vinny, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah. I think I'm due for a nap. I just left Cop, and I haven't had it in a while. Had a double cheeseburger, fries, and a huge ice cream cone.
Yeah, so. You better go lay down somewhere.
Oh, my goodness. I am tired.
Could imagine you might be. Hey, let's talk a little bit about this new role that you have. Coming in to be that pre- and post-game host, you and Tim Dillard. I watched the preview special for the Brewers last night on Fox Sports Wisconsin. I didn't realize that you and Dillard were in Beloit together back in the day and were roommates.
Yeah, we piled in about nine guys into a two-bedroom apartment. I think we had a kid from Venezuela actually come with us named Gilder Rodriguez. He had a cup of coffee with the Texas Rangers in the big leagues a few years back. But anyway, I think he was dying of some MRSA or skin infection while he was living with us as well. He survived, obviously, but that was the life of a Midwest League baseball player for the Beloit Snappers. I mean, the guys just piled in and figured it all out. But yeah, Dillard and I lived together. We played together for about 3-4 years, actually. So, yeah, good to join that show. We're not hosting. We're Craig Kishon and Daryl Melendez are hosting. We're just kind of contributing. I think Dillard's got the majority of the games, and I'll get a handful as well. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, how did that come about? How did that come to be?
Yeah, so after I was done playing, I grinded for about 14 years as a player, and then I transitioned into scouting as a pro scout for the Texas Rangers. Mm-hmm. A colleague of mine with the Texas Rangers, Mike Anderson, is actually Brian Anderson's brother. So Mike and I got to be pretty close. I was talking to Mike, about, hey, I need to transition from scouting. I got three little girls at home, right? Too much on the road.
Right.
And so what happened was, Mike suggested, hey, you would be good for broadcasting, try and get into that kind of role. And I didn't even really think of anything of it. It's hard to envision yourself on TV talking about something, anything, right? Until it's a little nerve-wracking, I got to be honest. But I made it through. But, that's kind of how it came about, honestly. Just a short conversation with – Mike Anderson, Brian's brother, and Brian got the ball rolling and got in front of the director, talked to him about it, and they're giving me a little shot here, so I'm really excited about it.
Hey, Vinny, this is Leroy Butler. Before I ask my question, can you please say your last name for your family so we don't mess it up, so everybody can understand it?
Rotino.
Yep. Hader says he's adding a consistent changeup to the arsenal. Do you think that'll be something good for him moving forward? Do pitchers even add pitches, or you just are what you are?
Well, good question. It depends on the guy. It depends if he ever had feel for the changeup in the first place. Personally, I wouldn't change much with what Josh Hader's been doing, right? I mean, the guy's been lights out. The fear would be that the changeup, you know, especially at the back end of a game, of an important game, all of a sudden he hangs one and it gets hit for a homer. I would implement it slowly. I know he's been trying to work on it in spring training. I just think he gets by with that 97, 98 with deception and funk. And, I mean, it's coming out of his, you know, rear end, it looks like, to the batter, coming from behind a left-handed hitter with his arm slot. And the thing just carries through the zone, and they cannot get on top of it. You hear guys talk about, I cannot get on top of it. I know it's coming. Right. I cannot hit this fastball. So, I think he gets in trouble at times personally when he tries to mess around and he gets behind and counts. And he's got to live at the top of the zone with that 97, 99, whatever he's throwing that day. I would mess around with a changeup, sure. I think if he can really develop a good changeup, of course, that's going to help him. Can he do it? Yeah. That's to be determined, I think. So,
talking with Vinny Rotino, a former Brewers utility man, and now with Fox Sports Wisconsin, pre- and post-game show there. Follow him on Twitter, @VinnyRotino. I want to go back to that special last night because I heard something said, and I'm not the smartest guy, so I was really needing an explanation.
Glad
on this.
Glad you admitted it.
Absolutely. I'll do it every day. Andy Haynes, who's the Brewers hitting coach, who Christian Yelich gives a lot of credit to for how Christian Yelich's development has come, was talking about Keston Hira and the bounce-back year that he's expecting from Keston Hira this year after what happened last year in the abbreviated season. Yeah. And he said something that I actually typed on my phone and kept so I could ask you. It's not easy, but it's simple. Please explain.
So what Keston, and I talked to Andy Haynes about this as well. There's so much new stuff coming out about hitting, and there's so much research and data that I actually need an explanation on a lot of this stuff as well. it gets complicated real quick. So essentially, Keston here is a guy that needs to stay upright. And I'll dumb this down. Really, I'm not saying that in any disparaging kind of way.
Oh, if we're football guys, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, come on, with it, Vinny.
Dumb
it down.
So he's got to stay stacked. It's called like upright. Keep his hips underneath him. Just basically stand straight up and down. He's got this big, you know what I mean. So he's got this big toe tap back, and then he gets this big leg kick to go forward. If he gets out of that stacked posture too quickly, it will feel like to him, my wife's calling, so I got to decline that real quick.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, she'll understand.
Yeah. Hey, merge her into the call. Let her put her on the
interview. Right. So give her a take on Keston Hira.
Let's see what she got to say. That'll be interesting.
Oh, okay. So I'll get her take after. But anyway, if he gets bent over, let's just make it real simple. If he gets his head too close to the plate and kind of gets that forward bend too quick, it'll feel like to him that the ball is too close to him. It'll feel like that pitch is coming more inside than it really is. Just because, think about it, your head is changing its angle of how he sees the pitch. Okay, so now what happens? He speeds up. And that's where you see him chase those sliders down and away and swing and miss all day. And then because he's speeding up, now the ball up, he's going to have to cheat to that or feel like he has to cheat. I mean, this kid's got some special hands. He can drive the ball to the other opposite field out of the ballpark as good as I've ever seen a guy. As good as, like, Nelson Cruz. I mean, this is a small guy. He's not that big, and he's got some special hands to drive it out of the ballpark. If he, and this is what Andy Haynes was explaining, and it makes sense. Easier said than done, right? Because we're talking about milliseconds. We're talking about 98-mile-an-hour heaters that he's got to, because he's eventually going to make that move where he bends over just a little bit. But he's got to wait to do that, right? And we're talking milliseconds here. So if he can stay consistent with it and just feel through that, he'll hit.
Nice. You know, Vinny, it feels like the Brewers have changed just a little bit. I mean, in years past, it felt like, you know, they were really trying to concentrate on a lot of offense, hitting the ball out, scoring a lot of runs. But this team seems to be made up a little bit different. It feels like they're concentrating a little bit more on defense up the middle a little bit. And the pitching rotation seems to be 1 through 5 could be much better than it's ever been.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me, too. Honestly, I think Stearns does a good job of pivoting as to, you know, what's going to score the most runs and what's going to, you know, provide, you know, the best opportunity to win over the course of the season. Because, look, he didn't get Justin Turner, right? We missed on him. So he goes back to L.A. So he pivoted and said, hey, look, I have a chance to get Colton Wong. Now, he's the type of player, exactly what you're talking about, defense-minded, scrappy at bat. He's going to spoil a ton of pitches. He's going to wear the pitcher down. In the past, if you strike out a ton but hit a ton of homers, you're going to be all or nothing, okay? And if you're swinging a hot bat, great. But what happens when you guys aren't swinging a hot bat? The pitcher's on the other side. All he has to do is execute, and he knows he's got you, you know? Now, you get Colton Wong, you add Jackie Bradley Jr. Low Kane is an addition for me because he's back. You know, he wasn't on the team last year. You got three guys with good quality, consistent at-bats that's going to spoil good pitches by good pitchers, and they're going to get on base for. And then you got to face Christian Yelich, who's standing there in the hole or on deck. Good luck, you know. So I do think you're going to see a bounce back from this offense because of that, because of the way that they added those bats, and then the defense, of course, up the middle. Those guys are going to play defense in their sleep. So I do like the makeup of this team.
Vinny, we got about 30 seconds left for me. And my last, we had Rick Schlesinger on, and he got us excited. I mean, he really did. We're a week away from opening pitch, and they got new lighting going on. I mean, you're going to have 25% of the fans, I think, so 13,000 people. I mean, the new logo wasn't able to do that last year. And then some publications got them finishing first in the Central. It's a lot of excitement around the Brewers. When do guys, players, start to feel that? Would it be next week? Would it be this weekend? When do they, the players, start to feel that?
They're chomping at the bit right now, and they cannot wait. They cannot wait to leave Maryvale. I guarantee it. It just gets stale there, and then the fact that they're going to add fans. As soon as they get on that charter, watch out. They're going to get the goosebumps. Are going to start, you know. So, and even for us, I'm with you, and I'm with Rick. Like I can't wait for fans to be back. It's going to feel like normalcy again, right?
Yep.
That's what it feels like. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're excited.
He is Vinny Rattino, former Brewers utility man. Catch him on Fox Sports Wisconsin this year, before and after Brewers games. Vinny, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Tell your wife we apologize. Tell your wife we apologize.
why don't you give her a text and tell her where I was at? All right.
Yeah, I'll write you a letter so he'll be fine. Please forgive him, please. Thanks a lot, Vinny.
Thanks for having me, guys. Anytime. Yeah.
Right, there he is, Vinny Rattino on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Tiring Drivers right now. For more info, call him 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. NBA trades, they're a flowing. And some update from Sham Sharania on what is going on with Kyle Lowry and what is the holdup getting him to the Lakers or to the Miami Heat. We'll tell you what that is coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, Leroy Butler is going to tell us about his new friends from New Mail.
Dr. Tim, he's the guy. I mean, you think about it. I talked to a good friend of mine, Jose. You know, he had to take a little blood today. And throughout our conversation, I'm thinking, what can you find out that maybe my medical doctor would not be looking for? He said, well, a number of things. And obviously, your performance in the bedroom is something your medical doctor may not know, but he can help you with. I mean, he can find out your testosterone levels, you know, things of that nature. And then sometimes, you know, he'll make you understand that, you know, even if you Google it or look at these charts, that weight doesn't really suit you, okay? I'm going to help you with all these areas, but come in and see me. It's just two men talking. Let's try to figure it out. And next thing you know, you feel fantastic. And I think that's the thing about New Male Medical Center. They've been really helping guys understand about having that target date. And that target date is Father's Day weekend. Father's Day weekend, it's going to be a new you. But you got to get started now. And you know the number one thing guys love to do is procrastinate. We love pushing it off. As we talk about all the time, the Packers push the money into the future. No, we want to win a Super Bowl now. That's their mentality at New Mail Medical Center. Let's fix it now. We don't know what's going to happen in the future, but make sure you can see the future is by making sure you take care of your men's health. But you got to call the phone number first. And that phone number is 414-441-1771. That's 414-441-1771. Like them on Facebook. And if you do that, you automatically enter a chance to win a signed jersey from me. New Mail Medical Center. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.